Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Welcome to the Aligned Business Woman Podcast. Today I'm talking to Carolyn Show, and today we're going to be talking about five lead magnets for spiritual entrepreneurs. I'm so excited that you are my first guest. Thank you for being here with me.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I feel very honored.
Yeah. So I'm going to just kind of give a little bio about you from our conversation. You discovered this gift of digital marketing in your late 30s, huh? And what's really cool is that you have a background in poetry. Tell me about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my bachelor's degree is in creative writing with an emphasis on poetry. And my master's degree is in professional fiction writing. So I really was not thinking along the lines of any kind of marketing or business sort of things at all. But as it turns out, like, poetry is very helpful in marketing. It really helps with writing copy, with being succinct, with, there's a lot of benefits.
Yeah, for sure. And then you have that creative bug in you too. So that's helpful. Awesome. So you primarily work with spiritual entrepreneurs on their sales funnel. And I geek out about sales funnels because I just think that they're such an important part of anyone's business. And so the part that we're going to be talking about today is really, if you can help me with this, because I'm not an expert in this, like, what would you say the lead magnet, like, what is the name for the lead magnet inside the sales funnel? Is it just simply lead magnet?
Yeah, lead magnet is the term, and it's a top of funnel activity. So it's where you direct all of the strangers and all of the traffic. And once you have your funnel set up correctly, you don't need to do anything except get people to that top of funnel activity, to that lead magnet, and then they filter through the rest of it.
Okay, that's what I was looking for, the top of funnel, because I've heard like top of funnel, bottom funnel, I've heard all these like different things. I was like, but what are those exactly?
Yeah, so like the middle of the funnel is people that you're nurturing, they know you, they're still on the fence, they're like, do I trust this person enough to like want to work with them yet? So that's where you're doing your nurturing activities. And then the bottom of the funnel is where people are like, yeah, okay, I'm ready, let me take action. And that's where you make your offers to people.
Awesome. Well, then we're going to have a follow-up call about the different levels of the funnels and just kind of like dive deeper into the middle and then the bottom. But let's get started with the top of the funnel. So, okay, there are five lead magnet ideas that you have for spiritual entrepreneurs. Do you want to go ahead and just riff on that?
Let me just back up first and explain a little bit of what the term lead magnet means, because the definition can kind of get lost in, you know, you hear that term a lot, and what does it really mean? I like this term a lot because it really says in there exactly what it is. A lead is anybody who is a good potential client for you, right? So there are some people out there who are never going to be a good client for you. And you're speaking to the ones who will be. Those are the leads. And a magnet is something that draws those right people towards you. It's something that appeals very much to them. And also the other side of the magnet is it repels the people who are not ever going to be a good fit for you. So it's very good to really take your stand, be authentic and honest about who you are, because it's going to speak really to the people who are good clients for you and repel the people who are not. And that is equally important.
For sure. And there are a couple of different names that I've heard for lead magnets. Do you want to kind of cover those two?
Yeah, sometimes there are opt-ins. Is said a lot. What else? A freebie. And sometimes I think people devalue it because it's free, or they see it as I'm giving something away for free, so maybe I shouldn't give my all to it. And it's not exactly free because you are asking for contact information in exchange. So that is a type of currency online, getting someone's email address, or more and more commonly these days, their phone number and the permission to contact them. That is a currency that somebody is exchanging for your lead magnet.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you want to go start with the five different kinds?
Yeah. a good lead magnet is always going to be something that somebody can consume pretty quickly and easily that will give them a sense of a quick win. If it's too overwhelming, then they're not going to do it. So you have to give them something that's just a bite-sized piece. And it should match with the first step of somebody's journey towards working with you. So it shouldn't be something that's like completely random and not related to the offer that you're going to be making them eventually. And it's good for it to leave your lead kind of wanting more and seeing the possibilities for their future. So the first is a free discovery call. I use this one a lot. A lot of coaches use this one. And just inviting people to come and get on a Zoom call and talk about their business. The challenge with this one is that it does get used for some more high pressure sales. So people are a little bit wary of it now. And I know I have certainly experienced that where somebody says, let's hop on a free call and I will just help you out in your business. You say, okay, that sounds great. You get on the call and then half of it is, you should be paying me $5,000. Like, you're a fool if you don't pay this, you know? So nobody likes that.
No.
So people are a little bit wary. They're a little bit afraid that you're going to do that to them. So they're like, yeah, what's the catch of this free call? So I try to say, you know, on my free calls, they really are free. I'm going to listen, I'm going to take notes, and I'm going to come back to you with an offer later. It's not on that first call. We're just going to talk, and then I'll make, you know, I'll put together my thoughts on what you need, and then I'll make an offer, and you'll be prepared that that's what's going to happen. So that is a really good option for coaches, but just to like let people know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Another quick and easy lead magnet is a PDF that has some kind of an exercise or a list of affirmations, some kind of thing that somebody can get a lot of use out of in their daily life. And it's just a quick, easy printable that they can get a taste of what your work is like and what working, you know, your philosophies are. So If you create something for download, just make sure it's attached to an email sequence. So after they give you their email address and you send them the PDF, you want to be following up, and you can do that automatically, but it's really helpful to follow up with some stuff about like, hey, how did you like this part of the exercise? Or what did you think about this affirmation? Something to kind of encourage them to actually consume it, because they won't take the next step towards working with you if they don't get that transformation of the very first step. So to make sure they're actually using it. The third one that I have is one that is very unique to me. I came up with this idea with one of my clients and we've been further developing it. And I have a free webinar about how to do this, but it's pretty fun. If you do inspirational card draws at all in your business, like angel cards, oracle cards, if you have that as part of your business, I set up a way that you can use those to grow your email list and to get clients booking discovery calls with you. And it's basically that you send out your email that has the images of the backs of cards. And each one of those is linked to a separate landing page that shows the front of the card. So your email list, they are able to choose for themselves. They are able to use that intuition to pick the card that they want. And they will be taken to, here's what your front of the card says. And you can add in there a little video with some interpretation and an invitation like, let's talk some more, hop on a discovery call. So that one's really fun. And
that sounds so cool.
The Oracle card funnel came about because I had a client that we would have these Monday meetings to talk about our strategy for the week. What are we going to be doing? And she kept pulling cards and I had never seen that before. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I bet we could actually use that with your audience. So we've been developing it since then.
That is so creative. That is freaking amazing. I wish I did the Oracle cards because I'd probably choose that lead magnet. That's really cool.
And that kind of leads into the next one, which is the webinar. So I have a lead magnet that is the webinar to teach you how to put the Oracle card draws in your email. But a webinar is a real classic kind of lead magnet. So it's teaching something for free that is a little step of your process, a little bit of what it's like to work with you. And that can be something that's pre-recorded and is all automated, Or it can be actually live. Those are getting more popular again to do real live trainings. But that, of course, is a lot more effort on your part to get it scheduled and to get people in that room. So it can pay off because people like that. The energy of a really live training is nice.
Yeah, for sure. I've done a lot of those and I find that you get more results. You just you're right. The energy, the excitement that's there. And then you have more of a connection with the other person. It's like almost having a FaceTime conversation with them.
Yeah, it really is. And I can't stand those pre-recorded webinars where they try to pretend that it's not pre-recorded. Dishonesty just really gets to me. Stop trying to pretend you're live. You're running this every 10 minutes for the next week.
I always wondered about that. I was like, how do they do that? And how do they pick out names sometimes? And I was like, I see that person on there. I was like, I never knew how that worked.
No, they have all kinds of ways of faking it, which is that's a whole other topic. But I am a marketer that does not believe in tricking people. So then the final lead magnet idea is a roadmap to a result. So this would also be like a PDF download, but it's a little meatier. It's more of this is a map, it's a checklist, it's a step-by-step way of getting to this result. And it's not your big result. It's not the result that they pay you money to get. It's a small result. It's that first step. It's something that they need to be able to do to be ready to work with you. And you can also make it challenging for them so that they can, see how much work goes into what you do. And they go, that's another way you could do it. You can have here's the DIY option. You have to do this, 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 and this, and this. Or I could do it for you.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, never mind. You do it for me. I've been that person where it's like, oh my gosh, it looks overwhelming. I'll just pay you to do it for me.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good option. Or that's a good lead magnet.
Yeah. So basically the first step is just to think about what does your ideal client need to do to be ready to start on that journey towards the transformation that you can deliver to them and build your lead magnet around that.
So do you, I know that when I started off, I had a quiz as my lead magnet. I've had digital downloads. And I think that sometimes it can overcomplicate things when you have too many. How many freebies or lead magnets do you recommend someone has?
Really just start with one and get that one funnel really, really honed in. Get your messaging on point. Make sure that what you're leading them to, that your email sequence is really good, that you're leading them to an offer that is very appealing. It's definitely better to go deep with one than to spread yourself too thin with a bunch of different ones.
Awesome. Thank you for those tips, those ideas there. So if someone wanted to connect with you, what is your lead magnet and where do you hang out?
Well, I love Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Increase Your Impact. You can definitely find me there. And my very favorite thing is to get on a discovery call, a Zoom call, talk one-on-one, find out what you're doing with your business, how you're helping the world. And the gears of my brain start turning. Okay, how can I support that? How can I help that? So if you want to do that, you can book a call with me. It's www.increaseyourimpact.life/book-a-call. And you do need the www. I have not set it up to work without that.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that you could. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's another topic.
Now you just type in increaseyourimpact.life and it takes you there. You're going to get an error message if you try to do that on mine, unfortunately. I need to get that set up.
Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being my first guest. So thank you so much. And thank you guys for tuning in to this week's podcast episode of the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast.
Thank you for joining me this week. To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.